Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you by Roan. Roan is clothing that inspires men to live healthy, strong, and free. Building best-in-class products is no easy task. In fact, it is a grueling process of trial and error and at times unexpected success. Roan worked tirelessly to ensure the products you order exceed expectations. Roan is clothing made for men for everything from the gym to the office. We are teaming up with Roan and Podgo to bring our listeners this exclusive offer of 25% off a pack of 3 Roan polo shirts by going to podgo.co/Roan. That's podgo.co/RHONE for 25% a pack of 3 polos. Roan, clothing that helps you move forever forward.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Time Spent Poorly Show with your hosts Eduardo and Old Huds himself. Here's a quick clip from tonight's show to whet your appetite.
Like, Larry King was a legitimate old undead goblin thing.
Right.
And I'm not going to pretend like he was a good person either.
No, I don't think so. Larry King strikes me as a guy that has his skeletons and is a skeleton.
Yeah.
Was a skeleton.
Now he's just a skeleton.
Almost immediately upon his death, he just kind of evaporated into bones.
Like he drank from the wrong cup.
Wow, this really sounds like it's going to be the best show, better than anyone we've done before or anything we can do afterward in the history of the program. You mark my words. We know there's all sorts of better ways you can be spending your time, so thanks for spending yours, albeit poorly, with us. If you want to learn more about who we are, go to timespentpoorly.com. Everything you need to know, whether it's accessing past episodes, future live broadcasts, or other shows on our network, it's all right there. There's also a link to our Patreon if you find yourself compelled to support one of your favorite shows, hosted by any of these nobodies from the Pacific Northwest. Well, gentlemen, I'm not here, but you are, so let's get it on! Without further delay, here are your hosts, Eduardo and Old Huds.
Any of these sites where you see, like, oh, my dog is missing. I've never lost my dog. He'll be 7, and I've had him for coming on 5 years. Like,
yeah.
There's two ways to lose your dog, right? You left him out and he wasn't properly trained, or you treat him like shit and he ran away. Like,
yeah.
Alex and I walked over to A&B the other day and we took the dog with us and we put him in Rick's backyard for a couple of minutes and Alex didn't close the gate all the way. And we walked back over to get him, and we come around the corner and the gate's open, and I was like, shit. And he's sitting right outside Rick's back door. Okay, the dog had free rein to run away, and where did he go?
Yeah.
Well, he went to my brother's back door. He wasn't even at home, and he did the right thing.
Right.
Like, who's...
Yeah. Well, our dog will get out all the time. My little golden doodle. I got to fix. There's an opening that's like this wide. That she is like this wide, but she's somehow able to squeeze her way through. Mm-hmm. By one wedging herself through the stair, like the opening in the stairway, and then through the opening in the chain link fence, and she'll like squirm until she gets through. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to watch because it looks like it's painful,
probably uncomfortable,
but she's done it enough times. But when she gets out, she goes and sits on our front step. Mm-hmm. She doesn't go chasing cars.
Do you know why?
And we don't
because you don't mistreat her,
right? She's just like, I just want in. That's all I want is in the house.
Yeah.
But so she'll just go sit on the front step or kind of walk around the front yard, but not any, like, she won't go away.
Yeah,
she's not got a destination in mind.
Yeah, and I will grant that there are some dogs that are just adventurous.
Right,
like,
right.
There's some that just want to go.
This is a part of their personality.
Explore. And he's done that a couple of times. But when he's done, he comes to the door. Like, he's not running off. He's not a crazy ass dog. No, I'm good. I had a Dr. Pepper or Cherry Pepsi or something. But yeah, or you left your dog outside long enough that someone fucking stole it. You know?
Right.
And I don't know.
Never understood a person stealing a dog, but
I know that too. Like, why did you steal someone's dog? I don't like anybody in any of those situations.
Right.
Like, I don't like the person stealing, and I don't like the person who got stolen from.
Yeah.
But or vehicle burglaries. And I know I kind of went into that just a second ago with the unlocked doors and windows and, oh, somebody's prowling vehicles. But like 90% of the time, like, people are just trying handles. They're not Slim Jim in cars. They're trying handles, and when something's open, they'll take whatever they can and move on because they don't even know how to use a Slim Jim.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's
and it's not like it's a commonly...
It's the it's thing. Just leaving things out that are leaving things of it, making things available for people. We got that Ring doorbell camera, so it ended up being like part of this Ring local network of Ring owners. So
that's so a thing.
One guy,
America.
I know. One guy posts a thing. He's like, "This guy obviously wanted my wheels more than I did." And you see, like, you're watching the video, and it's like the wheels are at the corner of his garage, like at the edge of the garage in the front, like, yard. Mm-hmm. And so there's just these wheels sitting there, but you see this guy like pick up the wheels and he's like holding them like, and you see that. And then he just like this real hustle as he hustles back. It's this like really fast walk and he's like gone like that. I was like, wow, it's like the tape sped up because he just took them and moved. But fuck the guy who had the wheels.
Yeah.
Why'd you have them there?
What? Why wasn't the garage closed? Why?
Yeah. I mean, I have things that are outside that are valuable, but I have them concealed. And so if somebody wants to steal them, and it's my fault for having them out there, but they're going to have to work to find it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's not a lot that I have out that somebody's going to have to just happen upon. Like, oh, there's some wheels. I'm going to take those.
Yeah.
No, I keep my, like, the stuff that I value kind of hidden.
Exactly. And not even really hidden, but just secured in some fashion.
Right.
Like, not out there because there are...
Not advertising. Basically not advertising that it...
I don't believe in the common decency of my fellow man. Like, I just don't think it's there.
No.
I don't think everybody... I don't think people in general are going to resist temptation. So don't tempt them.
Here's a story of about temptation. We sold the duplex. The person that bought the duplex that already got a sweet deal on because the appraiser came in so fucking low. They offered us the full asking price that we were asking for that duplex, and then the appraiser came in and like fucking lowballed it. They lowball duplexes all day long.
Yeah.
Because it's a duplex with two living quarters, and you would think that you would get, I think we had it priced at like 270. Mm-hmm. And it's a big duplex, garage in the middle. So you separate the two properties from having like sound issues with one another because you're parking in the...
Yeah.
The garages are adjoining. Or the garages basically meet in the middle, 2 1-car garages. But it had a full basement and a full, and like an upstairs with, and so bathroom up and down. One side wasn't finished, but the basements were mostly finished on both sides. But one side had two bathrooms, one side had one bathroom. Mm. And then there was 2 bedrooms upstairs, 2 bedrooms down. So it was big. Quite a lot of square footage. And so we thought, you know, 270, 275 was a fair asking price for a duplex of that size. We ended up coming down to like 240, 235, something like that.
Jesus.
It felt like we were giving it away. I know. Well, and, you know, if we'd had it to, we were just tired of being fucking landlords.
I totally understand that.
And so it was more like, do we want to keep on playing this fucking landlord game, or do we just want to get out? And so the idea was just get out.
But, I wonder if it's worse being local. Because when I was doing it, I was on the other side of the country. Well, I had one here and one in Hawaii. And it was just shit.
The problem is,
no way to fucking do it.
Is you, even when you, like, you live right next door, because we lived next door to the house and next door to the other duplex. We lived in one half of the duplex and another renter lived in the other half. You can fucking go over the fucking rules that you rewrite every time you lose a renter, because mm-hmm. you're like, okay, this renter fucked this up, so we're going to go ahead and add this to the fucking rental agreement.
This is a living document.
Yes, and so you update, and then you're like, so you're going through everything, and you're like, so we don't like this, we don't like, you know, all these things that like seem like reasonable things, but also the tenants also are like, oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm totally, yeah, totally get it. Yeah, totally on board with that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, don't even know why you're asking, like bringing this up. No smoking in the house. Yeah.
Yeah, I won't do lines off the hookers. Yeah, so here.
There's all this fucking, all these like things they'll say that they're not going to do that they ultimately end up doing. I won't do that, but I will. I think I'm going to let my boyfriend kick a door in. Is that, yeah. I'm not going to tell you about that though.
I'm going to raise chipmunks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And hedgehogs in the basement and keep spiders in the second
bedroom. I'm going to lock my daughter who has a disorder where she can't sleep. And so when they moved out, the basement, and there wasn't a bathroom in that particular basement, so the girl would pee all, like, we had to have the carpet, like, super, like, over professionally clean. We should have had it pulled out, but I wasn't going to pay to do that. But yeah, I mean, the guy goes, he's like, he went through at the black light and he's like, there's a stain here. I'm like, oh man.
I hate children.
So yeah. So we got really kind of disenchanted over the whole, being a landlord thing. We did it for about 15 years and
no,
we were ready to be done. It feels, it was helpful in certain regards because it enabled my wife to go back to school and not have to work full time at the time. Mm-hmm. When I lost my job, it was like this extra little supplemental piece of income to help hold us over until we kind of landed back on our feet. But other than that, it was a constant pain in the ass.
Oh yeah. And you have to take care of things.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just,
you can't let things go.
Yeah.
And which I wouldn't anyway, but it was one of those things where it's like, oh, man, timing was never good when it came to like renters needing something.
Yeah. Well, and there's times when you can go without for a couple of weeks.
Right.
You can be like, well, I could fix that right now, or I could wait a couple of weeks.
Right.
And there's a holiday coming up and things will go on sale, or because a renter wants it, you have to do it right now. Right. I can't wait for that sale that will save me 50-60% or more.
Right.
And so, no, fuck you, sir.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, that's my example of, well, I mean, there was couple examples in there about people just being inherently shitty.
Yeah.
All right. So,
oh, your executive order.
Executive talk. Order. Yeah. So, President Biden signs executive order to promote racial equality. And I was, when you first read this, or when you read it at all, it's like, to what end? Like,
what are you doing, sir?
Like, and it's not to say that racial equality, like everything is even, like everything's perfect. We've got
racial equity,
equity. It's all figured out. We've had it figured out for years. I don't know what you're talking about. That's not what I'm saying. But I feel like we've got programs and things in place that have been in place for a while that maybe sure could be tweaked. But at the same time, I feel like this executive order is just, it's like the, the whip on a lemon meringue pie. It's just, it's extra topping for no purpose but being extra topping.
It's sprinkles.
It's just sprinkles.
It's not,
yeah,
just, it's not even whip. It's sprinkles because you need that whip on that.
And the sprinkles don't really add any flavor. It's just, it's basically saying
something else to get stuck.
Here's something we have, we're doing that we've already been doing that we just maybe could be doing better, but we're going to sign an executive order to say that we care. Like, it's just basically to say we're getting something accomplished or we're getting something done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I equated it to signing an executive order saying that people should wipe their ass or, you know,
make sure you brush your teeth, America.
Yeah.
If you want to make it to 70,000 years old. Like,
so the actual headline from the White House .gov reads executive order on advancing racial equity and support for underserved communities throughout the federal government. So do the underserved communities include us whites? I don't think that I'm personally underserved, but I think there are plenty of white communities that are underserved if we're working under that umbrella. But at the same time,
yeah, like, has he ever been south of the Mason-Dixon line? Because there's some weird shit. Like, there's some weird fucking poor-ass white communities down there.
Right.
Like,
and some of it is self-imposed. I mean, there's a lot of things that, like, people will, you know, there's you can't fix what you can't fix. Where, you know, you would be talking about kind of like reinventing an entire society. Well, and in
is
certain
he talking
regards.
About urban blight? I haven't read this.
I haven't
order.
Either.
Equal opportunity is the bedrock of American democracy, and our diversity is one of the country's greatest strengths. But for too many, the American dream remains out of reach. Entrenched disparities in our laws and public policies and our public and private institutions have often denied that equal opportunity to individuals and communities. Our country faces converging economic, health, and climate crises that have exposed and exacerbated inequities. While a historic movement for justice has highlighted an unbearable human cost of systemic racism. They weren't kidding when they said you hit 40 and your eyes start to go. It's been fucking 3 months, 2 months, a month and a half. Jesus. Our nation deserves an ambitious whole of government equity agenda that matches the scale of the opportunities and challenges that we face. It is therefore the policy of my administration that the federal government should pursue a comprehensive approach to advancing equity for all, including people of color and others who have been historically underserved, marginalized, and adversely affected by persistent poverty and inequality. Affirmatively advancing equity, civil rights, racial justice, and equal opportunity is the responsibility of the whole of our government. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. The government is not there to provide that sort of function. National defense, settling interstate disputes, diplomacy, and an interstate road system.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything else is dependent upon the state that you're in, because each state has completely different needs. Completely different needs. And in the cases of a lot of states like Texas or Montana or California or Alaska, where the size is so immense,
yeah,
the needs need to be broken down even further, because LA's needs are not the same as Sacramento's needs or San Francisco's needs or some rural community of 150 people in bumfuck nowhere or
right that are farmers or something. Yeah.
You know, the ideas here, trying to govern
on that large of a scale,
400 million people, is by pulling the strings on each puppet is not the way you do it.
Right.
You give people the opportunity, you give them equal access to everything, and you do as little as possible on the higher levels. And leave it alone.
Well, and the executive order will do nothing until they change the way they run elections, too, because they have so much thing, like they have so much built into the process, gerrymandering, the electoral college, things like that, that have broken the fucking elective system to basically mute the voices that they're trying to add credence to.
Oh, yeah. This is lip service, too.
Yeah, it's word soup is what it is. It doesn't do anything or accomplish anything. It's just saying that it's saying something nice that can't be accomplished unless they change the way the government runs.
For example, an analysis shows that closing racial gaps in wages, housing credit, lending opportunities, and access to higher education would amount to an additional $5 trillion in gross domestic product in the American economy over the next 5 years.
Okay, where's the, for example, but give me the statistic that supports that.
How?
Yeah.
How does that add $5 trillion in gross domestic product? How do you close that gap by signing this paper? By
what analysis? And it, yeah, it's closing racial gaps in wages. And is it racial gaps? Like, I'm not seeing anything that really constitutes an actual...
I'm not even saying this isn't true. I'm just saying there's no fucking proof here.
Right, it's just...
An analysis? I can say there's an analysis that says I'm the smartest person in the whole fucking world and you should all just send me a dollar. All of you. Not the two of you watching, but everyone in America.
No, you guys get a pass.
You guys get a pass because you're already supporting the show. No, everyone in America should just send me a dollar right now.
Right.
Right now.
Per my analysis.
Yeah, because my analysis said that's true. Cash App. I don't have that. I don't even know how that works. But
that's great.
I have a friend that's always like, Cash App me $5.
Yeah, yeah. By advancing equity across the federal government, we can create opportunities for the improvement of communities that have been historically underserved. You read that, didn't you?
Which benefits everyone. Yeah.
Which benefits everyone. Okay, for example.
Analysis.
Yeah. The federal government's goal in advancing equity, I wonder how many times that's actually said in this.
Quite a bit. And then C2, or section 2, not C2.
Sorry. 21 times.
Equity means the consistent and systematic, fair, just, and impartial treatment of all individuals, including individuals who belong to underserved communities that have been denied such treatment, such as Black, Latino, and Indigenous and Native American persons, Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, and persons of color, members of religious minorities, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, basically anyone who isn't white
who
and
isn't
male.
White and heterosexual and
persons with disabilities. That I guess that includes me because the VA says I'm disabled. Persons who live in rural areas, that includes us, and persons who otherwise adversely affected by persistent poverty or inequality.
Well, is this then? That and sounds like so we want to redistribute wealth. If that's the case, sure.
Yeah. This sounds like by equity you mean you want to redistribute wealth. That doesn't sound proper. Underserved communities refers to a population sharing a particular characteristic. Basically, he's being racist, is what this tells me.
Right.
Biden is a racist.
By not being racist or by saying you're not. And I think that's for a lot of people that are really like on that fucking horse about like, we need to help out these people. And, you know, one of the things I saw repeated so many times on the day of the inauguration was how historic this was because Harris was the first. Black, the first Asian American, like
the first woman,
and that is good, that is fine, and that's, you know, that's worth noting, but let's leave it to the history books and just and report it as Michaela Harris, vice president. Why can't it just be that
Kamala?
I'm sorry,
Michaela. Michaela's the little white girl from Ireland.
Anyway, like I see
No, by calling it out,
it makes it
divisive.
Divisive, yes.
That's what they're doing. That's what all of these are doing. He's done over 20 of these already, and he's been president for like 6 days. What day is it? I don't even know what day it is.
Or it's Tuesday.
Yeah, but what?
26th. 21st, okay, so 5 days?
5 days.
Was it the 21st or the 20th?
He had 19 on his first day.
Yeah. Did you see the videos where they're like, the paper looks blank? Like he's just signing a signature to nothing?
Yeah.
I think it's just the camera. The white balance on the camera is off.
The Q people have been nonstop.
Yeah.
Trust the plan. Donald Trump's still the president. Trust the plan. Trust the plan. Did you see how the National Guard put their backs to him? And they didn't... The military salutes were wrong. And they didn't do the 21-gun salute. And they didn't do this. And they didn't do this.
Like, they didn't. Fucking, I thought they did do 21-gun salute.
There's breakdowns of why it wasn't the proper one.
Oh, okay.
And why it wasn't this. And why it wasn't that. And why...
I had to look that up because I was like, how does somebody that wasn't in the military get a 21? But apparently anybody that's been a president,
the president in any other country
even can get a 21-gun salute.
Yeah, and the president is the commander-in-chief of all the armed forces.
So basically they get the title by default.
There's a breakdown of his wife's shoes changing back and forth between different videos. So people are like, this wasn't done live. And there was no one there to confirm it because they had the streets all blocked off. And they said that there was a fireworks display, but my friend was down there as close as you could get and they didn't hear any fireworks, didn't see any fireworks.
This is for Trump's thing?
No,
For Biden.
And, you know, they didn't do this and they didn't do that.
Yeah, I've seen some stuff about the White House. Like, it's... a movie set.
They're so fucking...
Because the wallpaper doesn't match. But you look at the two pictures and I'm like, yeah, but I could easily dispute that with the... Like, you got two different angles here too. So maybe the wallpaper...
It could be a different brand of camera catches that color differently.
Right.
Like, Canon and Nikon have slight variations in how they pick up color.
Right.
Like, there's so many... I mean, I have different coloration variances if I change the light bulbs in the house.
Right.
You know, or if I'm shooting in here with this bright orange coming up at me from the heat dish, as opposed to
when that's off. Yeah.
Like when I was up there, I looked all washed out and pale like I normally do. Whereas now I look like the Trump. Look how orange I am. Orange man bad. But, you know, the main benefit of this presidency is that we're not going to have the news constantly hounding us with, oh, the president said pussy today.
Right. The problem I see with it right now, at least for the foreseeable future, is the self-congratulatory media coverage.
Oh,
and it's going to be...
These people smell in their own fart.
And there's critical stuff. Like, Fox is still throwing shade. But the shade that Fox is throwing is at benign fucking bullshit they've always thrown shade at the GOP, or at not GOP, but
the Dems.
So it's nothing. That's nothing new. That's always been there. Mm-hmm. So it's just like Fox is almost probably relieved that they get to go back to
just kind of
what they were. Yeah. Hurling insults at the Dems instead of trying to get behind the Trump horse.
Well, and that's always been such a rough train for them to get on.
Yeah, you saw that they wanted to try, but as things progressed, and especially towards the end of his term when things got a little bit weird, then people started kind of like backing off that.
I don't think it's gonna be a constant battle this time. Like, I don't think they're going to be constantly looking. I know that crazy girl from Georgia has already filed impeachment papers against Biden, but she also has a Q tramp stamp. So she's of questionable intelligence anyway.
Yeah, did you see the article where the one lady that won office is basically getting outed for liking like people's comments about like we should a bullet to the head of Pelosi and stuff like that would... I can't remember what...
Is she really?
It was a lady that was elected that previously had liked comments to that effect. long ago. That's why social media is going to be the downfall of a lot of people. And I'm really surprised that it comes out after a person's been elected rather than before.
No, I think the people...
It's probably strategic in that it's done that way.
They hold off until they're elected, and then because it erodes
to make them a
faith in the system.
Right.
I mean, this is...
No, you're right.
This election has been so questioned, and there are people who will never believe that it's true, and that's why they won't do an audit. They probably...
This one was more questioned than the first one, or than the one that Trump won, which deemed more questioning because of the Russian interference.
Yeah, Russian collusion. Russian collusion.
But, you know, he raised so many flags that ended up being... I wouldn't say false, because you just don't know. But they were certainly disproved by the mainstream media, but certain people will adhere to their belief that they were disproved by the mainstream media as a ploy to get him out of office. And that's going to be the through line for that argument for years to come.
Yeah. Well, but look at the difference, though. Like, we have Biden sniffing children and groping little girls on the Senate floor on C-SPAN. And it just, he's Teflon, right? Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
No one cares. And Trump said something to a dude on a tour bus about, God, they'll just let you grab him by the pussy.
Well,
and that never went away. Like, that made women knit caps that look like vaginas and wear them in parades.
Right.
And Biden molested children on C-SPAN. His son was fucking underage girls on videos that people were sharing on Twitter and smoking crack with a crack whore. And no one cares.
Right. Well, and it's because...
The difference is just immense.
It's because he's like the guy that goes to church... Every Sunday, like he's the average American that goes to church every Sunday that repents their sins, but then spends the week doing whatever.
Well, and he claims
Fuck
to
all.
Be Catholic.
Right.
And no one cares. No one cares. But when Amy Comey Barrett was Catholic, when she was trying to be a justice, a supreme, they're like, no, she's Catholic. She's going to push her agenda. You just elected a Catholic president.
Right,
I get that he's not. Like,
right. Well, no. What they want,
Catholic and then fund abortion. Like, it doesn't work that way.
They want.
You're not even a Christian.
They want another Kennedy. And fuck.
You think the CIA is going to kill him too?
I don't know, but I don't like. It's weird because
I mean, it's
why a 70-some-year-old Kennedy? Are we just not able to find someone that's young enough and charismatic enough for people to get behind? Is it because people are living longer?
If the CIA was going to kill another president, I think they would have taken Andrew Yang out.
He been elected?
They would have pushed him. Like, they would have. He would have been the one that the party put up.
Mm.
I don't think Biden's going to be a public sacrifice like Kennedy was.
No, I don't think. I still think he's going to step down in enough time for Kamala to have.
No, I
10
think
years.
He's deep enough in dementia. They'll probably just let him have a health crisis, and he'll just die in office. If they can, they'll let him go the 2 years so she can do 10.
Well, that's what. Yeah, I think she's going to.
But
they're going
to
hope that she can do 10.
If the prognosis is bad enough, I think he'll go out within the first 6 months of his presidency.
Really?
Yeah. Because they'll want her in as long as they can have her.
Yeah.
And if they can't have her for 10, they'll take her for 7 and
Well, they're going to have to forecast what the prospects are. I was watching a thing, I can't remember what I was watching, but it's basically you know, you had Democrats running shit for a few years, and then an overwhelming amount of Republican run stuff after, I can't remember what period of time that was, but basically Republicans aren't down and out, and everybody always says, well, this is the end of the Republican Party, but they're not. They just have to reinvent their
Senate's like half and half
their fucking thing. And what's kind of scary is the idea that Trump fostered is having that more outlandish type behavior, mm-hmm. and kind of shoot from the hip type behavior that's appealing to a lot of people, which is proven by the fact that he got 74 million votes.
Yeah. He still had like a record breaking amount.
Imagine if his personality appealed to people.
Yeah.
To you know,
he's not an appealing person.
If he had an appealing imagine if he had a personality like Biden, where he could present himself in such a way. I'm not saying that Biden is a person personality that
like
I adhere
Clinton,
to.
Like a
Clinton's a good
Bill
example,
Clinton is
right?
An excellent example. Not Hillary. Hillary is
she's a
Hillary's,
snake.
She's an awful human being, and she just it just exudes from her. She's so different from her husband, and he's not a good person. But boy, is he just charismatic. Like, you see him on TV, yeah. You're like, I could go to a barbecue with that guy and be all right.
Had Trump been charismatic, and I've talked about the idea. I think if we didn't talk about it last show, I know I meant to. The whole 50%, the 50-50 divide with our elections anymore seems to be manufactured to some degree. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if Trump had a little bit more charisma, he would have... Or any charisma, he could have broken that divide. But I think it's manufactured to some degree.
Yeah, and I don't...
Through gerrymandering and other...
I don't think that any of them...
If we know we have... If we have swing states, if we have states that can swing an election, that's by design.
Yeah.
If you can't appeal to a candidate on a statewide or countywide basis based on whatever their platform they're running on is, regardless of their political leaning or their party, then there's an issue there. And I think if we got away with... We brought this up last episode. I think a third party, a middle of the line type of third party, would really be the most successful party to run the country, because I think everybody ultimately is all pretty well middle of the line. There's certainly people that have really far right or far left leanings, yeah. But there are definitely people, the majority of people I feel are land somewhere in the middle.
I want to think that. But I don't know. Like,
that's what I want to think, because that's kind of how I am. So it's like, I want to think that people think as reasonably as I do about things, but maybe not. This has shaken my faith in that notion a little bit this past election.
Just like I want to believe that there's more people who are not worried about things. Like, I'm not.
Right, right.
But I don't, like, the more that I see, I don't think that. You listen to the people who wrote into the city council last night. Like, I think you need to extend this mask mandate and you need to give it some teeth. Well, there were a couple of our shitbag city councilors that said that exact line. We need to give it some teeth. We need to make these fines $1,000. How about you go eat a fucking pile of shit, yeah. Councilman?
I feel like a lot of misinformation early on is what led to where we're at today. Had there been more clear communication from the beginning about whether or not a mask would be effective or have any kind of efficacy at all, would have been appropriate. If they had done that and established that A, yes, it does, or B, no, it doesn't. But there was all this waffling between the two opinions, yeah. Coming from the same people, including Fauci. I like Fauci's personality just because he just seems like kind of a normal guy. But But he came from a position that was, I guess, unapologetic. Like, he made mistakes and didn't apologize for him. He just kind of like pushed it off onto.
Well, he specifically the administration. Said he lied at the beginning. So either he lied or he was wrong.
Yeah.
But he specifically said, well, I lied about the mask at the beginning so that people wouldn't run on him like they did toilet paper.
Right.
So you lied to the American people.
But had we been masked or had we been masked in some form or another, whether people ran on him or not, I feel like had something been done sooner, we'd be done with this fucking
I don't think so.
Mess.
Because I don't think it works. Because it's a 99.7% survivability rate.
But if people had stayed inside and actually done what they were supposed to do, like what was being asked of them to do, not what I
think if we would have gone about our lives, nothing would have happened.
That's a fair argument too.
I don't think anything would have changed. I think more people would have gotten it early on, and it would have just gone away.
Well, what happened, what I think is funny is we reacted right at the beginning and did all this stuff, and we still had all these cases climbing. And now more people are dying now, you know, supposedly.
A full year later.
A full year later. But it's because in part, all of those things were abandoned.
But, you know, they were yelling about kids going on spring break.
Right.
Oh, you're going to murder grandma and grandpa because you had to go to the beach. There was no huge uptick. There was no wild death run.
But I think
there was no increase in deaths last year.
They've argued that that's not accurate, but I don't know. I don't know who they is, but
and the CDC just in the last week has said we may have miscalculated the amount of deaths by COVID.
Well, they're testing COVID to everybody that dies.
Yeah,
even you know Larry King died. Rest in peace, Larry King.
Now that'll go.
But he was hospitalized for COVID, but he was also 87. Like
he was also
87.
Like 9,000 years old,
and that's the same thing.
Someone shattered his phylactery, and he finally got. He finally died for real. Like,
right.
Like Larry King was a legitimate old undead goblin thing.
Right.
And I'm not going to pretend like he was a good person either.
No, I don't think so. I think like Larry King strikes me as a guy that has his skeletons and is a skeleton.
Yeah.
Was a skeleton.
Now he's just a skeleton.
Almost immediately
yeah.
upon his death, he just kind of evaporated into bones. Those,
like he drank from the wrong cup.
but no, you know, they talk about the playbook, and I don't think we need to be on a playbook necessarily, but I think that had it been, managed better initially, and I don't put it all on Trump. I don't put it all on any one person. I think the country as a whole is this melting pot of failure.
Mm.
I think we're destined to fail because we're all self-involved assholes to a certain degree, and I think that nothing's going to change that fact. Nobody like half the country doesn't like there's a good faction of the country that's like we should do what the bosses say, and then there's that other chunk of the country that's like don't tell me what to do.
Yeah,
and I'm in the don't tell me what to do pool. I'm also in the like reasonable, like I'll be reasonable. Like I bought into the mask thing for a while, and I you know I'll wear a mask when I go in public because I'm not gonna fucking create havoc where I don't need to. I go play hockey. I don't wear a mask into the building. I'd get made fun of if I did.
Mm.
What would be the point? But if I go to the grocery store and they say mask is required, I have to buy groceries there. I'm not going to like create a scene. I just need to get in and get out.
Also, they don't really harass you at the grocery store.
I think Rosars is a little more strict on it than Winco is. Partially because of their elderly clientele, I think. Because they have like really in your face mask right on the front, like right on the, in the front door right as you walk in.
Yeah.
Like masks required, medical reasons, blah, 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 are accepted or whatever. So
yeah.
I could cite a reason if I wanted to, but I'm just getting in, getting out and on my way.
You'd prefer not to get accosted.
And I just rather not get shamed by somebody who is a masker or, and people that are anti-mask. I haven't been told, like, there hasn't been anybody that's come up to me since this whole thing started seeing me in a mask that said, "Hey, what are you wearing a mask for, pussy?"
Yeah. I haven't had any problem with anti-maskers. There's a couple that are a little overboard, but a good deal of them keep that to themselves.
Right.
Like, I keep most
if of I have a conver- if I was having a conversation with people, home. They would have, like, I'm sure I could get people's ire about, like, draw their ire for it. But people leave people alone for the most part when it comes to that stuff, except for, like, I think not anti-maskers, but the people that want you to wear a mask, I think they're louder about it.
They are, and they're nasty.
And almost to an obnoxious point.
And the only reason is because they're terrified. And they try and project that fear onto the non-masked population. They try and say, "Oh, you're just scared to wear a mask." No, I'm not. But I'm also don't need a face diaper. Like, I don't. I'm right. Not that guy. I'm not scared of a little bug. I'm not. I've been exposed several times. I'm pretty sure I had it in March, which means I'm immune. I don't care if
maybe not forever though. You might get it,
man. Well, then it's a good thing that the antibodies have been made once, because my body knows how to make them, and so it can also.
Right. What do you think the fucking
things.
The vaccines are just it's the spike protein that they're wanting to.
Some of them are fucking like DNA editing shit that makes it so your body has to fight something different that's somewhat similar. Like, they're all fucking weird. I don't want to try that shit.
Well, I'm fucking the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
What's that one?
That's the one that hasn't come out yet, but that's the one they're pushing for next. Johnson & Johnson has some ties to some fucking negative shit. Fucking the baby powder.
Powder thing?
The baby, yeah, the baby powder that gives baby cancer. And, you know, there's Johnson & Johnson, wasn't that Procter & Gamble? Didn't Procter & Gamble have a fucking shit storm happen in the 90s?
Haven't they all?
Surrounded? You know,
is there a big corporation that hasn't?
Right. Well, Monsanto's pretty good.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're fantastic. You know, I hadn't heard anything about Monsanto until I lived in Hawaii, and then it was like, they hate them over there.
You know, I hadn't heard anything about Monsanto until I heard somebody say something about Monsanto a few years back. Like, not too many years ago. Someone was like, "Yeah, blah, 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 blah," and into Monsanto, and I'm like, so then I had to, like, Google Monsanto to figure out what the fucking deal was.
Yeah.
I still don't really know. I just know that it's a push-button topic about chemicals and food and shit.
They put shrimp DNA into their wheat or something because it keeps bugs out, and turns out their wheat now kills everybody who has shrimp allergies. It's fucking terrible. So a lot of people who think they have gluten allergies are actually just allergic to shellfish.
That's
funny.
And
that's why bread hurts them. It's fucking weird.
What's Monsanto responsible for? Are they like Franz bread and shit like that? Or are they just everywhere? Is Monsanto and everything?
Yeah.
It's like Soylent Green?
Yeah. It's people. No. I'm pretty sure they were involved in a lot of weapons manufacturing and like chemical weapons and shit back in the day. And then they suddenly got into food production, and now they're just all about genetically modified food.
Yeah.
And to the point where, like, they'll go pick your wheat out of your field and test it to see if it contains their strain, which, and then they'll sue you for growing their stuff without paying their fee. That's how they got a hold of so much land.
Isn't there a Dennis Quaid movie about that?
Probably.
Something about crops and
there's a couple
like a seed strain or something. That,
various.
Yeah.
Robin Hood TV series like Leverage and such, where a Monsanto style corporation is stealing people's whatnot.
Well, that brings us on. You want to get out of here?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Okay, let's.
I gotta go put Mara to bed.
You want to visit the global consciousness thing next episode?
Yeah, let's do that.
Tease that. So next episode, we're going to talk about global consciousness. As always, we never run out of anything to talk about. We can talk. We could have come in tonight without any topics to discuss and still been just fine. But here we are. So we're going to exit this episode, and we will catch you next time.
Oh, there it goes.
There's that outro music. But anyway, TimeSpentPoorly.com is the website you can find us if you want to find all of our where we stream from, listen to this. If you're watching and you want to listen, you can go there and subscribe to the podcast form of the audio form, and we break it into smaller chunks so that it's more easily digestible, because we can sit here and spin a yarn for hours on end. So, but again, thank you for joining us. Thank you, Huds, for joining me tonight. This has been a fun episode, as always. Ron will be back next episode, I expect.
Yeah.
Unless
somebody else has a birthday.
Right. But other than that, we've got some good stuff on the agenda coming in the upcoming episodes. And so we've got this global consciousness thing we'll revisit. We're going to do some Oscar talk coming up in the next episode or in the next show. So we've got plenty to talk about. Again,
give me some parapsychology experiments.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next time. I'm at TSPN Media. He's at Huds Magruder on Twitter, and I think I'll hand it over to the Beard to finish this one out. Later.
All right, peeps, didn't I tell you this was the best one? They fucking nailed it as usual. In case you weren't listening at the beginning, make sure you head over to timespentpoorly.com and click things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, subscribe on YouTube and get notified the next time we're live. Maybe you appreciate what we give you and you want to support us? Great! Head over to patreon.com/timespentpoorly and check out how you can do just that. Thanks again for wasting your time with us this week. Now go make better use of it! Until next time. Time Spent.